Welcome to the Readiness for Change Reflection Questions. Before we start the questions, I'd like to give you a few instructions and provide an overview of this process. Hopefully, you have put aside enough time for completing the 35 questions that are included in this reflection. Make sure you have a pen and pencil handy in order to respond to the questions as they are framed. The way this audio is designed is each question will be asked and then a pause. During the pause, we invite you to stop the MP3 and respond by writing your answer to the question. Take as long as you feel is necessary to fully respond to the question. If you wish to return to earlier questions, please just rewind the MP3 to that point. You may also reflect as you go through the questions, or you may wait until you get to the end for the final reflection questions that will be asked as a summary for everything that you have heard and responded to. So please do settle down, quieten the mind for a moment, and let's begin. Number one, make a list of the issues you're experiencing in your life right now that you'd rather weren't present. Number two, which of these issues is causing you the biggest challenge right now? And why is this? Number three, what is likely to happen going forward in the next year or so if you don't deal with this issue? Number four, who else is impacted by this situation and how is it impacting them? Number five, what have you done previously to resolve the situation and how did this turn out? Number six, what benefits will you gain from resolving this issue and how committed are you to doing so? Number seven, how did you contribute to the creation of this circumstance? What has been your role in its emergence and its presence? Number eight, if you were to consider this issue as being a piece of feedback from your unconscious mind, what might this challenge be trying to tell you? Number nine, are you experiencing similar issues in other parts of your life? Or is this a recurring pattern that has happened before? And if so, where and when? Number 10. What is this issue an example of? Please just allow your intuition to surface the response to this question. Number 11. What emotional state do you experience most regularly when you relate to this situation? Number 12. Now a comparison. Bring to mind someone in your life that you really love. And notice, whereabouts in your body do you feel that love? Now thinking about this issue you are facing, whereabouts in your body are you feeling its impact? A second inquiry. How often do you listen to and trust your intuition? 15. A third inquiry. How often in a business context do you express how you feel about things? 16. A fourth. How would you describe your level of sensitivity toward others? 5. How much do others impact your level of energy? 6. Have you experienced trauma that still causes you discomfort or distress? 19. To what degree are you ready to allow your vulnerability to come through and let down any walls you may have? 20. How confident do you feel that you currently have the resources needed to solve the original issue you mentioned? 21. What support is in place for you at this time? 22. How have you dealt with intense emotions in the past? 23. What is the worst you can think of that could happen if you commit to a journey to change? 24. What is the best that could happen as a result of creating a change? 25. What would you need to believe in order that you could fully benefit from making a change? 26. What advantages do you gain from allowing this issue to continue? 27. How does this issue serve you? 28. How does this issue protect you? 29. What would you lose out on if this issue weren't in your life? 30. Who else in your experience has dealt with a similar issue to this, and how did they go about doing this? 31. What about this issue have you not shared? 32. What are you pretending not to know about this issue? 33. For what higher purpose has this issue arisen? And what is it calling on you to do and or become? 34. Ask the unconscious mind now. If there is anything it wants to tell you, to pay attention to, that if you did, would resolve or disappear the issue. Ask your unconscious mind if there is anything it wishes to tell you that would resolve or disappear the issue. 35. Thank you. This is the end of the questionnaire.